Sunday. The chaplain came around and asked if we wanted to come to non-denominational services. We said we would all be at the services. Only me, Wallowick, and Pee-wee went. It was good. The chaplain said nice things. He asked God to bless all the guys that had been killed and wounded, and to protect all of us. We sang a hymn and ended the service holding hands and sang the 23rd Psalm. It made me feel good. I went back to our hooch and hit the nets. Ramsey Lewis was on the radio and I really got into it. I could almost imagine being home. The squad had just got some new barrels for the 60s and two new M79s. They were sitting around a tin can full of carbon tet, cleaning the cosmoline off the weapons. The whole hooch smelled of the carbon tet, and the guys were getting a little giddy. "Hey, you all hear about the dudes collecting ears from dead Kongs and wearing them around their necks?" Monaco asked. "That's rough stuff," Lobel said.
"It ain't nothing to mess with a Kong once he dead," Johnson said. "You cut the mother's ears off while he's still alive and kicking. Then you're doing something."
"And what you gonna say to Mr. Kong when he catch your ass with them damn ears?" Pee-wee said. "Excuse me, Mr. Kong, I just taken these here ears to the lost and found." "I don't know." Monaco sighted down the 60 barrel. "You gotta be like the Kong to get him."
"They just selling wolf tickets to themselves," Johnson said. "They see them ears around their necks and tell themselves they ain't scared."
"You ain't scared over here, you a fool," Pee-wee said. "Ain't that right, Perry?"
"You guys better open the hooch door and let some of those carbon tet fumes out before we're all high," I said.
"That's why they give us carbon tet," Lobel said. "To get high."
I wanted to get up and open the hooch door myself, but just then Brunner came in. As soon as we saw him whipping out his notebook, we knew we were going on patrol.
"There was some activity down near a stream about 4 kilometers away," Brunner said. "We're going to check it out to make sure that no Charlies are slipping through."
"What stream?"
Monaco asked.
"The Song Nagu River," Brunner said.
Pee-wee had been drinking a Coke. He started with a fit of laughter and snorted the Coke out through his nose and all down the front of his t-shirt. He started laughing and trying to wipe the snot off his chin at the same time.
"Is he high?"
Brunner put on his pissed off face.
"No, he ain't high," Johnson said. "Go on with what you got to say, man."
Brunner shot Johnson a look and went on talking about how intelligence had got wind of heavier than usual traffic near the stream. Pee-wee kept giggling.
"What the hell is so funny?"
Brunner turned to him and asked.
"You say we going to the Shinana River?"
Pee-wee asked.
"That's what you said."
"I didn't see anything about no Shinana River,"
Brunner said, checking his notes.
"That's right next to the Dell Valleys,"
Monaco said.
"All you guys have to worry about is identifying and killing Charlies," Brunner snapped.
He stood and stormed out of the hooch.
"How are we going to identify them when they don't even know who they are?"
Pee-wee said.
"You catch you a Vietnamese and ask him what he is, and he gotta check out your piece. You got an American weapon, and he say, GI number one. You got one of them Russian AK-47s, and he say, VC number one.